Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, this show is reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, you're probably wondering why. The show is Arctic Swells. Hey, we survived. We rode the election swells. Was it worth the stress? The abyss of the unknown? We'll soon find out. You're all invited to call in to weigh in on the Amatica Circus, November 8th. Hillary Clinton, a seasoned politician, and Donald Trump, a businessman. What say you? Call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. I have to tell you, I didn't stay up to watch all of the election. And in the morning, early, I got up and I clicked on the news, and it said that Trump had won. I clicked it off and I started back to go to bed, and I said, wait a minute, this is surreal. Did I hear right? So I called Ann, my sister, who's an early bird, and she said, yes, he won. Now, I think you all know, and you've heard me say this time and time again, that I dislike all politicians equally. I'm neutral. But based on all of the surveys and the reports that I was getting, I have privy to them based on the fact that I have a radio show, and I had to accept the fact that there was a good chance that Hillary would win the nomination, would win the presidency. And I didn't know. I honestly, based on everything that came across my desk, in the newspaper, on the internet, that she was a shoo-in. I would have loved to have been a little fly on the wall at her campaign. I would love to put Ben on the wall in Donald Trump's campaign. I didn't hear his acceptance speech, but I understand he was very humble and soft-spoken. And I'm wondering if he was just as surprised as all of us. Now, all of you out here, it was an election. It was America. And this election sent more people to the psychiatrist's couch, mental health, than anything else in our history. The stress, the unknown, the unspeakable acts of terrorism. How safe are we? How safe are we? Call in 347-637-3789. We did ride the abyss of the election, the unknown. And now we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. It's unexplored territory, like riding the Arctic swells. New wetsuits and Google Maps have opened frigid places to surfers. Not everyone is thrilled. Well, doesn't that resonate with our election? We rode and soared. We went through the abyss, the unknown, and we won't know. Mich bovidit. It'll take time. But as an American citizen, and if you voted, we are mandated to give our new leader, every leader, the benefit of the doubt and our support in the areas that we resonate with. Well, I guess there are tons of people in Chicago that were not very happy. They're protesting, thousands of them, shutting down Lakeshore Drive. Now, I'm a little confused here. How is that going to make a difference? How is that going to make a difference? Mr. Trump got 289 electoral votes, and Hillary got 219. I don't know anything about the popular vote. Doesn't this tell you something? That perhaps America was ready for change? And you see, all of these people that got up and boasting, the Trumps, the Clintons, and this is going to happen, and I predict this, and I predict that, and they're surfing, seeking. I knew that the true color of the atmosphere across our marvelous nation would show up at the polls. Now, if you didn't vote, honey, you don't get to complain. And don't you dare protest. Why? You didn't have any courage, no guts, no glory. But if you did, now this is what the powers to be are suggesting. Only talk about the election with like-minded people. I don't know who you voted for, but if you voted for Hillary, you don't want to talk to Trump people. If you voted for Trump, you don't want to talk to Hillary people because the vengeance, the hate, the anger. The psychologists have said they've never seen anything like it in the history of their work. So, we have a choice. You know, our greatest freedom is that of choice. We could accept it and work with it, send emails. You could give a voice to your passion. Or you could protest. What is it going to do? It's done and over with. It is fini. It is complete. 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 They met today at the White House. And you know that Mr. Trump has not always been in agreement with Mr. Obama's policies. Ah, but there's going to be a smooth transition. There has to be. The world is watching. Are you hearing me? All of you out there, the world is watching. Remember to always pay homage to the people that won. Because character doesn't, it's not going to build character, it's going to reveal it. It is definitely going to reveal it. So, did you want to call in? Did you want to share with the world how you felt about it? And I'm beginning to wonder now, are we ready? Is America ready to have a female president? You know, the G20, when they meet, oh my, I don't know. I don't know how a female would surface in that country. What do you think? Do you think we'd stand a chance with the patriotical sense of Saudi Arabia? Do you really think we would? Afghanistan? Iran? How would they handle? How would they handle if there was a female president coming out of America? And what I want all of you, write this down. Whether you agree or not, remember to emulate the behavior of a winner when you lose, because competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. So what are all of these protesters doing on Michigan Avenue, shutting down Lakeshore Drive, whatever? I was stunned. It's over with. She lost. And again, I would have loved to have been in the room of both candidates. I think she's in shock that she lost. And I think Donald Trump is in shock that he won. Because it wasn't favorable. It was not favorable. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Powerful marketing tool. Give a voice to your passion. Call in 347-637-3789. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. And so is the New York Times, by the way. I extrapolate a lot of information out of that paper. And that's why I read about riding the Arctic swells. And I thought, that resonates with the election. Now, I don't know if you're an entrepreneur, retiree, solopreneur, business owner, corporation. The world is waiting for you. They want to hear from you. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Now imagine your very own half-hour radio show. You're the star. And you're going to share your story, your passion, with the world. Your way, you own it. And you know the show is archived. No commercials, no nothing. Internet radio marketing, PR, is exploding. Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline or a sophisticated cell phone. Now, once the show is over, by the way, no loose cannons, I guide you. I take you by the hand. This is my joy, to make you a radio star. So after the show is over with, I email you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message not only will be heard locally, nationally, but in minutes it will circle the world. Are you hearing me? You choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible. I work with you on content. And yes, there is a modest fee. I look forward to hearing from you and working with you. And if those days aren't available, we could look at a Monday or even a Saturday or Sunday. Now, how sweet is this? The world is waiting. No guts, no glory. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Mičmo dovanit. That in Croatian is that we will speak. And see if we resonate. And if you really have that fire in the belly desire to give a voice to your passion, it shall be my pleasure to host your show. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And be sure and log on to the website, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, CathiSpeaks.com. Click on all of Z buttons, and don't forget to click on the video. It's an original, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs in Shakespeare. And then I've introduced a new genre in fundraising. Have you ever dreamed of being on the stage and you don't have to memorize love letters, A.R. Gurney's love letters? I'm Melissa. And then wherever you're calling from, we select a gentleman whose name would draw people to the theater or theater and dinner. It's a new, all of these fundraisers, that's fine, but this is a new way. It's over the top, and I love it. I love it. We've had an iron worker as Andy. I have a radio talk show host icon and a politician. So put your thinking cap on, and let's have some fun together. Now, before I go into, come soar with me to Norway, I want to acknowledge my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. Can you just feel the energy? Now, we felt the energy of the election. Can you feel the energy of the Arctic swells? Frigid cold above the Arctic Circle? And you're going to go surfing. But bring it closer to home. Feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers at Impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. Impact and iron workers make sure that the contractors are happy with the iron workers, and the iron workers are happy with the contractors. Similarities abound, but are worlds apart. To find out more about this interesting opportunity for you with your career, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? The brotherhood and sisterhood? You earn while you learn. You have to qualify. So you log on ironworkers.org, and if you're accepted, it's a 3-year apprentice, and then you become a journeyman. The good news is you're making money while you're learning. Health care and pension kick in. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you have a little financial issue? He'd be glad to help you. ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, the Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. You know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. stress, trauma. Ah, stress, trauma, anger, toxins into the body. Sidebar. All of you that were unhappy with the election, imagine what the stress is doing to your mind and your body. Why? Why are you allowing it? Get the book. It's only available through me. It's an e-book and a soft copy. And you get it by emailing kathysstudio@sbcglobal.net. And another book that's going to really help you live a glorious life, Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life in Your Lifeline, a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by... you always dreamed of owning your own business. Home-based businesses are exploding. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. But do you have that fire in the belly to really want to change your life and the lives of people that are around you? You need the formula. You need a business plan. You know how to reach me. Because I was 25 when I had my first home-based business. No one told me, I just did it. Because it was a way to fulfill my dreams. I reached my goals. And it offered infinite opportunities to challenge me. And I really learned the joy of believing in myself. Did I pique your interest? Do you know how to get in touch with me? KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, when you're on the website, click on books, and you'll see The Elixir, nonfiction, choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our heart and soul to help you enjoy a golden life. You're not in this alone. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Choices is available at Author House. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. Tom Patrick and I wrote a journal. When I traversed the Serengeti and the Masai Mara, I sat at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro. What an experience. Available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. And the book that's not on yet, but you'll get it, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So 115 of us took out the time to share our story, our journey with you, from the dark, unknown abyss to stand on top of the mountain with our dream in our hand. We achieved. It's available at Self Growth and Amazon.com. I'm Chapter 3, The Amazing Warrior. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, Veterans Day, 11:30, you'll have time to call in because we truly want to honor all of our veterans in all of the wars. So remember, write it down. 11:30 tomorrow, a tribute to our veterans, national holiday. How do you feel about the analogy that I used today? The Arctic swells. We rode the election swells. I'm going to ask you again, did it stress you out? Now, yeah, there is the abyss of the unknown. We don't know. But what I do know is, it's not worth having an ulcer. It isn't what you're eating, it's what's eating you. Yeah, and we're going to have to be patient because we're seeking the unexplored. Now, there are surfers that are absolutely addicted. And I'm at a loss to understand or to embrace surfing in any climate. But when you're bitten by that bug, you just can't let go. So now, we're going to soar to Norway to ride the Arctic swells. Frigid cold above the Arctic Circle. We're in a remote village with as many surf shops, two, as sheep farms. There are only two sheep farms. New wetsuits in Google Maps have opened frigid places for surfers. Not everyone is thrilled. I can't believe it. High waves. Now, what they're addicted to, ideal. Surfing conditions. High waves. Temperature even higher. Now, imagine wearing a hood, gloves, and boots, and a wetsuit for surfing. Mountains in the background. Rocky points for catching North Atlantic swells that pave a way to catch fish. Can you believe that? Would you surf? I've never surfed. I don't know if I could handle that. The surfers bundle up and they explore. And they have competitions. And the competition draws competitors with advanced wetsuits to that little village, Norwegian village, with two sheep farms. Now, it is unbelievable. The competition. Oh, do you know that there are more sheep than people? It's in Unstad, where when the valley flames with the gold of birch trees against the red of the houses, there are often more sheep than people on the beach. The waves rumble like subway cars, foaming on white sand and rounded rocks that from a distance resemble a colony of seals. Now, I'm quoting a judge for the Masters, this big competition that's coming up. He says sheep poo is a good sign. It means there is not a big hotel in the middle of the beach. And yet more and more people are coming to surf in the midnight sun of the summer and to camp and to hike mountain trails with breathtaking views. Oh, there have been accidents, but the thrill is worth it. Where once only a handful of people surfing on a summer day, locals said there might be 50 or more now. Not many for Hawaii, maybe, but a crowd for Unstad. And by the way, there are no public toilets on the beach and only limited parking. So, how does this compare to election? Did you think out of the box and vote for the person that you felt would do the best for America and for you? Did you soar with the surfers in the Arctic water, in the Arctic Circle? Or did you stay in your comfort zone? Well, I'm not going to surf. I never surfed. I ain't going there. And I don't like the climate. I don't like anything there. And I didn't like anything about the election. They weren't my choices. So I ain't doing nothing. But we did survive, didn't we? Stay tuned. Tomorrow, Veterans Day. Until then, au revoir.